Happy hump day, as they say. It's your old friend Jack, and it's Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, to be precise, here in sunny Los Angeles, where we're just starting to show signs of fall. And I say signs of fall because what is the temperature today? It's about 75, it looks like, if I'm reading that thermometer okay. Some of you probably missed 75 degrees, and some of you are probably excited about seeing the leaves turn the various shades of orange and yellow and red. Me, I'm a summer kind of guy. My favorite way to live is in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. You know, it's, I don't miss the rain most of the time. I certainly don't miss snow, and I'm happy when it's 85 plus. Which I'm also excited to say that it's supposed to shoot back up. I think in the next couple days it's supposed to hit 100. Well, maybe not 100, but definitely 90, which is good. That's exciting to me. So I've had a couple of technical difficulties with this audio recording. I'm hoping this one works. It's been clipping, so it sounds when it clips, it sounds a little bit like I'm talking underwater. You know, it's a little bit, you know, that's kind of fun for just a moment, and after that the fun is gone. So I apologize that things have been kind of slow here lately, but life gets in the way sometimes, and you know, I keep telling life to stop and slow down and stop harassing, preventing me from writing the way I should write, but life just laughs, so I laugh back at it. Sometimes that makes for some odd occasions, because random laughing when you don't see a reason to laugh, it must look odd to strangers. The good news, and my advice for how to use that random laughter, if you will, is if you are on public transportation, like if you're on the subway or a public bus and you want to sit by yourself, talk to yourself. Start laughing. Or just argue with yourself. I've often found the best way to get a seat is to just stare off into space and threaten the invisible person. Hey, get away from me, I'm gonna kill you! You talk like that, and you talk to empty space, and people, you know, they give you space. Be careful about it, though, because if you get too threatening, you never know what'll happen. Matter of fact, one time when I was having one of those conversations with the invisible man, homeless guy started arguing with me. Or I should say, he sat next to me arguing with his own homeless invisible man. Well, actually, I don't know if his invisible man was homeless. Ah, this is all silliness. But it's really sort of a test of the Jack broadcast system. And like I said, I'm hoping that this works. Speaking of silliness, do you know the word narishkite? It's one of my favorites. It's Yiddish. And you can translate that into English as being, call it nonsense. Yeah, that's a good term. That's a good translation. Those of you who speak more than one language understand some words don't translate well, which is always frustrating, because sometimes you know this great poem or a great song or even a great joke, and you wanna share it with somebody, and you realize that when you translate it into English, it just doesn't work. It goes from being something hysterically funny or very beautiful to just sounding like gibberish. And you might as well, because you know, when you try and share it with somebody, it just doesn't translate well. Kind of frustrating. I don't know if you'd call that a first world problem, but you definitely call it a problem. You call it a communication breakdown. Cue Led Zeppelin. Okay, I've babbled at you for a few minutes, and now we're going to test the system here to see if we've fixed our technical issues. And if we have, you'll hear this. And if not, well, you won't. And, well, it's sort of like I've been talking to myself. Matter of fact, sometimes it feels like I'm talking to myself. Of course, if I had somebody to talk to, I wouldn't be talking to myself. Ah, I'll stop babbling, or maybe I'll go find a subway to ride and talk to myself so I have my own seat. So, oh, boy, I'm overtired. I need to get more sleep. Years ago, I could go all night long without much sleep, but apparently, I'm getting older. So, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.